Turning to domestic U.S. politics, and there are several threads worth pulling this Monday. Start with the constitutional one. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley publicly predicted over the weekend that Trump will lose the birthright citizenship case at the Supreme Court. This has been a central piece of Trump's immigration enforcement agenda, ending automatic citizenship for children born on U.S. soil to undocumented parents. Turley, who has generally been sympathetic to executive power arguments, saying he expects a loss is meaningful because it suggests even legal analysts favorably disposed toward Trump's agenda see the 14th Amendment jurisprudence as too well settled to overturn by executive order.
The birthright citizenship case matters beyond its immediate subject because it's a test of whether executive orders can effectively rewrite constitutional interpretation that has been consistent since the 1898 Wong Kim Ark Supreme Court decision. If the court rules against the administration, which Turley expects, it will reinforce limits on executive reinterpretation of constitutional text. If somehow the court finds a narrow ruling in the administration's favor, it would open extremely broad questions about who qualifies for citizenship and what documentation requirements could mean going forward.
Meanwhile, in the Senate, Hawaii's Brian Schatz issued a pointed warning to the Trump administration over the weekend, saying the president should prepare for a tougher Democratic Senate. The midterm landscape is increasingly favorable for Democrats, and Schatz, who sits on the Senate Appropriations Committee, was clearly signaling that if Democrats flip the chamber in November, oversight authority would be used aggressively. That's a forward-looking political threat, but it's grounded in real institutional mechanics.
In Georgia, John Ossoff has been sharpening his attacks on Republican challenger Mike Collins at an Atlanta church rally. Georgia remains one of the most contested Senate battlegrounds, and the fact that Ossoff is going on offense at a church, a setting that traditionally signals coalition consolidation rather than persuasion, suggests his campaign feels it needs to energize base turnout more than it needs to peel off moderates at this stage.
The LAUSD story is the most locally explosive one. Alberto Carvalho, who is the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, which serves roughly 420,000 students and has an annual budget of over $9 billion, resigned Sunday. This comes nearly 4 months after FBI agents raided both his home and the district office over contract-related allegations. Carvalho had been considered a reformist superintendent and was frequently cited as a national model for urban district management. His resignation under federal scrutiny is a significant story for California education policy and raises serious questions about contracting oversight in large urban school districts.
And then there's the continuing saga of Elon Musk and Doge. Representative Ro Khanna went further than most Democrats have gone yet, calling for a formal probe into Musk and specifically charging that Doge-driven cuts to USAID may have contributed to the deaths of 4 to 5 million children worldwide. That's an extraordinary accusation. Khanna's framing is that if you cut global health funding for programs targeting childhood disease in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, the mortality consequences are statistically predictable. Whether that becomes a formal investigative process depends on whether Democrats can build committee majorities. But the political argument is being sharpened.
There's also an interesting internal White House dimension here. Musk publicly clashed with Vice President Vance over government equity stakes in AI companies. Vance has been backing the idea of a sovereign wealth fund holding AI company stock, while Musk pushed back, arguing for direct treasury payments to citizens instead. This is a substantive policy disagreement about how the United States government should capture value from AI development, and it's happening between two people who have been political allies. Watch this one, because whoever wins this argument will shape U.S. AI industrial policy going into the next budget cycle.